On two? Right. One, two, three, four. Hey everybody, Andy from the Bonnevilles here. With this little thing that I'm doing. It's not a podcast, but it's just a little video update, I guess. But yeah, just wanted to say hi. I haven't been around much. We've took a bit of a break for a while. We've played a few gigs, but for a band that's normally quite a bit busier, we have took our foot off the gas ever so slightly. But there's a good reason for that. Chris and Shelley had a beautiful baby just a year ago, Nina. So it's important to, you know, to make that your priority, really. This is what every man and every woman should be doing. So Chris has done that and is doing that. It meant that we had to kind of slow down a little bit, which is perfectly fine. And that's the way it should be. So we're going to pick it up a wee bit. Then we're going to take another little break because Shelley and Chris are pregnant with their second child. And a child's going to be due in the summer. And it's going to be brilliant. Can't wait. Very excited for them. And then we'll pick it up again towards the end of the year. And we keep it going as much as we can from then. So just to let you know that that's what's been happening. First thing, you may have noticed, you may be aware that a couple of days ago I put up a post on our Facebook page asking about festival recommendations, if you had any, or if you knew anywhere that we could go. So a lot of you replied and sent us sort of private messages and things about that. So we followed up on all of those, and hopefully we'll be hearing back and we might be at a festival near you. It was a different thing to what we would normally do because there are so many festivals in the summer, and it's great to kind of get out there to them because it gets you access to a different audience that you don't normally have access to, because we do normally tour so much, and we're blessed in the sense that because we're kind of established, a lot of the same people come to see us all the time, which is awesome. We can't do it without you, but we need new people coming in, and that's where you pick those guys up at festivals quite a lot anyway. So there's that. The other thing about gigging in the next little while is we're going to announce some dates soon. We're going to be touring Germany and a bit of the UK, sort of end of April, beginning of May. We'll let you know if you've got any places that you'd like to see us come to. Hit us up. But we're going to be coming down through Scotland, through England, and across the channel to Belgium, Netherlands, and then Germany. So we haven't toured Germany before. We played a few gigs there, played a few festival shows there, and it's kind of weird that we haven't got there yet, but it's just the way it is. So we're looking forward to that. So if you have any recommendations for us, do let us know. We're going to be announcing those dates real soon. Yeah. So what else? I wanted to talk to you about in Northern Ireland. We have a burgeoning comedy scene, and I guess there's a few guys that are like big, but I guess the biggest of them all is probably Colin Geddes. Colin just sold out two nights at the SSA Arena in Belfast, which is an absolute phenomenal. This is a man with no management, just does it all himself, and he's a cottage industry and plays that it's small. It's obviously not, but he put us on the guest list for a show at the SSA Arena just last week, and we went along and it was fucking amazing, just an absolute treat. But the show was epic. Colin played a couple of Bonneville songs. He went off on his intermission to Good Suits and Fighting Boots. That was a treat. Got my ego tickled there a little bit. That was nice. But Colin is he's an inspirational guy. If I had done anything even close to selling out the SSA Arena, I'd have put my feet up for a month. This guy doesn't let the dust settle. He just kicks on. He's got some big announcements coming over the next couple of weeks, and it's just amazing. But he's been trying to get me onto his podcast, for a while now. We keep talking about it, and it just doesn't seem to happen. But I'm going to be going up and doing a podcast with him in a couple of weeks, so I'm looking forward to that very much, getting to hang out with the big man. And just on the comedy thing, another one of the bigger guys, Mickey Bartlett. He's a guy here from Lurgan, actually. He just lives just pretty much just around the corner from me. He's doing a UK and Irish tour, and he's doing a UK and Irish tour, and one of the smallest dates he's doing is going to be in Newcastle, County Down, and a little bar, little venue, bar venue here in Newcastle. It's like 50 seats, something like that. So I got in touch with him and said, listen, we're going to come and see you. We're going to come and hang out, because we've threatened over the years to get drunk together and have some fun, and we haven't managed to do it. So we've even been in the same cities gigging, and just hasn't been able to occur over in England. And we just haven't been able to make it happen. So we're going to go and do that. So if you want to come and see us and hang out with us in Newcastle, County Down, at the Mickey Bartlett gig at the Anchor Bar, 22nd of March, it's in March, check it out. Go onto his Instagram page and you'll get the dates, and go and see Mickey. That's awesome. So one of the things that we don't do as the Bonnevilles, we don't go far enough south in Ireland. We kind of stop at Dublin, and even all the bits in between. There's so many cities and towns, big towns in between, Belfast and the Cork, Derry and Cork, and we don't go there. I don't know why. We've been to Cork a few times. We started out well in Cork, and we kind of nosedived. Every time we go back, we get less and less people come to see us. There you go. It's the only place in the world that happens. But we'd like to make that bad. We'd like to fix that. So all those cities, Limerick and Galway and Cork and everywhere else, and all the places in between, you know, Sligo and everywhere else. If you've got anywhere you'd like to come, or like us to come, send us a message, or send us a venue would be ideal, actually. If you could send us a venue and get them to book us, and we can take it from there, if you just point us in the right direction. We'd really like that. We need to be playing more in Ireland, and we don't do enough by far in Ireland, we know that. But we want to fix it. So if you have any recommendations for other places in Ireland outside of the normal three or four places, that's it, that we play in Ireland, if you could let us know, we'd appreciate it. You may know, if you've been following us on Instagram especially, I've been writing a solo album. I've had a compulsion to do a solo album for a few years now. And with Chris, this sort of break period, though, I mean, we didn't take a break, we didn't stop, we just stopped touring, and we just took, if gigs came in and they were handy, we took them, but we didn't go searching anything out, but we didn't quit. But in that period, I used it as an opportunity to write my solo album. I built this studio, as a matter of fact, best thing I've ever done. And so I used it as an opportunity to write my solo album. I wanted to have it released by the end of year 2019. I've obviously missed that deadline. There's good reason for that, in my opinion. I wasn't happy with a couple of the tracks. The album, it's called Northern Gothic. It's quite experimental for me. It's very, very different. Very different to the Bonnevilles. It was important that it had to be different from the Bonnevilles. Basically, I've been writing and recording for the Bonnevilles exclusively for the past 10 years. And I've written almost five albums worth of music. And I love it. I'm very, very proud of it. I'm very happy with it. And I'm going to be hopefully writing another five albums. But what I found it done was, I wrote myself into a little bit of a creative corner. I wasn't able to express myself. I found I'm not able to express myself just doing that. And I needed to kick other creative muscles into life. what I did was I started to paint again. I used to paint a lot and draw, so I started doing all that. And then when I was writing this album, I tried to write from a different place than I would normally write from. So rather than just sit down with a guitar and a pen and a piece of paper and just write and see what comes out, I would start from a different place. So I would use tape loops. So I would use, I have one of these machines here. It's an old four-track tape recorder. And it's pretty awesome. I borrowed this off my wife's cousin, Andrew Toman. And I make, I used to have one of these back in the day when this was high-tech. Make these little tape loops. So that was sort of 5 to 8 second cassette loops. And you'll record, it's called sound on sound recording. And you'll try and make your music that way. Somewhere to start from, and then it kicks the creative muscle into gear, and you find, hopefully, the idea is at the end of it, you've written something that is different that you normally wouldn't do, for want of a better word. So the album was so I have a few tracks like that. Most of the album, it sort of kicks in. Like, I mean, there are songs, obviously, but there's a few songs on it that I just wasn't happy with. They're good songs. They are going to see the light of day. But of them finished, of them recorded, and I was listening to them last week, and I went, they're not right. They're not right for this record. So I've taken them out, and I need to now write another couple of tracks to fill in the gaps. So basically, the album's about 80% complete. Well, it's exactly 80% complete. 8 tracks out of 10. So there's that. So hopefully that'll be done soon. It's kind of getting my nerves a little bit that I haven't finished this. I'm not being lazy. I could have finished it, you know, but well, I guess I'm being fucking lazy. What are you gonna do? So just on that, so that's a solo album. And I've also done, for the first time in quite a while, a solo gigs, just me and my own going out with an acoustic guitar, which I haven't done in years and years. And I played a couple of Bonneville's tracks as well, Rebel Shrug and things like that, The Ballad of Ed Miller. And my daughter Lily, who sung on Rebel Shrug on the album, she come and did backing vocals for me, which is great. She's a beautiful voice. It was a treat. So I got to play a couple of solo shows. Most of them were really good. There was a couple of gigs in bigger venues like the Limelight in Belfast and the Empire, and they were all right. I didn't enjoy them because it wasn't my audience, and it wasn't quiet enough, really, which is not the people's fault. They're out to get fucked up on a Saturday night. What? You can't expect me to demand them to hush. But the other gigs that I played were like, Stevie Scullion, aka Melodian, he took a residency in the American Bar in Belfast, and he asked me to support him for 2 of the shows over 2 months, which I did. And it was an absolute joy of joys. One of the best things I've ever done musically. I loved it. It was so different from what I've gotten used to with the Bonnevilles. I mean, the exact opposite, and I think that's what thrilled me so much. Sitting down a Sunday afternoon, a couple of pints, with writing songs and explaining where these songs are coming from to a quiet, appreciative audience. And just doing a 20-minute set, a half-hour set, and I adored it, absolutely loved it. So I got to do those with Mandy Bingham and Melodian. More about Mandy in a minute, actually. So, yeah. So that was a treat. As far as my solo gigs go, I've got one more coming up in March, towards the end of March. I can't announce it yet, but it's going to be something a little bit different as well, because there's going to be other musicians involved. I'm looking forward to that. It's a potential to be very exciting, that one. I think it'll be good, and maybe very good. So I'm really looking forward to that. The other thing I wanted to talk about, my own stuff. I'm very inspired by cinema and cinema music, and I would like to do more of that, but I don't know how to get into it. So I'm just putting it out there. If anybody has theatre projects, or if they need music for some theatre, TV or film, I would be keen to get involved, see what I can offer. So if you know anybody, be even if it's a student film or whatever, just let me know, and if I can contribute, I'd like to. Cinema music is threaded throughout all my creative output, and it's something I'd like to get involved in, and I've just decided to, rather than sit and dream about it and think about it, I'm going to try and do it. So there you go. So there's that. So that's pretty much the end of this. One other thing I wanted to share with you. I wanted to show you give you some recommendations for some good music. These albums aren't necessarily, they're not albums of the year or anything like that, or might, they're just a few albums that I just lifted off my record that have been pretty much on the top of the current play pile on my record player. So I just lifted these few just to share with you. So first is this Black Pumas. This is a soul band. I think they're from Austin, Texas. I got this, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be some experimental hip-hop thing. I think I'd read something and I obviously picked it up wrong, because it's not that at all. It's just a soul record. Well, I said just a soul record. It's a very good soul record. I think they got Grammy nominated, which normally is not the world that I would frequent, but I picked this up because the sleeve is awesome. That's what sold it to me. I do that. If I see a sleeve I like, I'll fucking buy it. That's how I actually discovered Queens of the Stone Age that way. Rated R back in the day when it was released 600 years ago. I saw the sleeve and I like that. So I bought it. Sound unheard. So did the same with this. And it's awesome. The Black Pumas, check it out. Soul. The Mystery Lights. Now, I know what you're thinking. If you're in the garage rock or whatever, you know, everybody knows the fucking Mystery Lights. And of course I do too. But I hadn't got round to them. It's just one of those bands I hadn't got round to. It's hard to believe, because these guys are huge. As far as in the international garage rock scene goes, these boys are pretty much top of the tree. Along with like the OCs and bands like that. But I just hadn't gotten round to them, despite everyone telling me how good they were. But I picked this up again, along with the Black Pumas, funnily enough, on the same day out, and it's fucking brilliant. You have to check this out. I love it. It's one of my favourite records. I think it's going to be up there. They've got a few albums. I think you can safe to get any of them, so far as I'm aware. Next one, Quarter Wolf. These are our buddies from Norway. Marius and Paul, and it's two-piece fuzzy garage rock is what it is. Straight up rock and roll. Something would remind you sometimes of John Spencer. But what a great band! And live, they're absolutely epic. They're just one of the best live bands you'll ever see. They're so much fun. Is a good word to this. It's just they're a fun rock band, and that's, there's not enough of that, and I love them very, very much, and they're great guys, and I'd love to gig with them more often, but they live in Oslo, and we've played with them twice in Oslo now, and we'd love to play with them much more. But they're just great guys to be around. I'm a big fan of their music, and I'm a big fan of them as people. And so check them out. DIY, it is what it is. It's DIY. It's the record is DIY. It's even on their own label. So I don't know if it's distributed. You may have to contact the band direct to get a hold of this, but I'm sure they'll gladly hook you up. Quarter Wolf. Have you got that? Quarter Wolf. Check them out. And this last one is Mandy Bingham. Mandy is, I mentioned her a moment ago, if you're from Northern Ireland at all, you'll know who she is, I guess. I played with her on Melodian, as I mentioned, in the American Bar, just before Christmas. And Mandy's it's singer-songwritery stuff. Fucking beautiful, you love it. And she plays with her husband live. They plays a duet, but this is a full band thing on our album, and it's beautiful. It was recorded by Mike Mormica, who recorded the last two Bonneville's albums, and is going to be doing some stuff later on the year for us. More about that some other time. But Mandy, this album is absolutely gorgeous, and her father is David McWilliams, who wrote the song The Days of Pearly Spencer, which is a huge hit from the 60s, and she recorded it and put it on her own album, which I think is wonderful. I like that a lot. And then when she played, the last time I played with her in Belfast, she actually played The Days of Pearly Spencer, which was a treat. Really enjoyed that very much. So Mandy Bingham, check that out if you haven't already. Can't recommend it highly enough. Oh, she's recorded a new album, so this is probably a couple of years old. So she's a new album done. It's in the can. She recorded it in Muscle Shoals. How good's that gonna be? So hopefully she'll have that out later this year. So that's me. I think that's it all. I can't think of anything else. I can't think of anything I forgot. So hopefully you can hit us up, and we'll be seeing you. We'll be seeing you in the next few months.
Bye.